Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy? Painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.Center of Iowa. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another edition. Welcome aboard to Sports Overnight America. Across the country and around the globe here on Sports Byline Broadcast, including iHeartRadio, Tuned In, Simple Radio. And we are fortunate enough to stream worldwide on the American Forces Radio Network. I'm Marty Terrell. I will be joined this hour by Tyler Levine, who's become a fixture on this program and on the network, as we are going to look back at both the Euro and the Copa 24 championships that were contested on Sunday. Stateside in Miami, just utterly embarrassing. I mean, it just, there's no other way. You can't even put lipstick on this pig. It was just embarrassing, the situation at Hard Rock Stadium, home of the Miami Dolphins, in suburban Miami. I mean, there's just no other way to describe it, with the violence and, you know, storming the gate and all the other crazy stuff, and the head of the Colombian Soccer Federation and his son arrested for getting violent. They're lucky multiple, I mean, there were injuries. They're lucky people didn't die. I mean, the only thing I could think of as I approached the stadium about 45 minutes before kickoff, which turns out was, well, I figured I'd be running late. But again, kickoff didn't occur until 9:22 East. Was this is going to be the Cincinnati Who concert stampede where people got killed? I mean, it was that scary at times. I mean, just running people over, fights, the situation inside. You know, people that didn't belong in there did not have tickets, end up in air-conditioned suites, just showing up and asked to leave, and then getting mouthy with security. And the security was just a disaster. You know what they didn't have? Excuse me. They didn't have what a lot of restaurants don't have. They don't have enough bodies. They did not have enough people. And if I'm the World Cup folks, I'm looking at Miami thinking, they better tighten up their act. They are listed as a site for some World Cup action in 2026. He lives in Florida. He's been with us. Tyler Levine's going to weigh in at the top. Home Run Derby tonight. Probably the Pete Alonso Invitational. He should run away and hide. Corbin Burns will be the American League starter against Paul Skeens tomorrow in the All-Star Game in Arlington, Texas. So, slow time of year? Not really. There's plenty to talk about, and we'll do that coming up here on Sports Overnight America. We're coming right back.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And when you join MyLowe's rewards for free, the savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers, plus earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards and become a member for free today. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, Make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Get the latest on Euro 24 and Copa all week long right here on Sports Byline USA. This is Tyler Levine. Join me throughout the week on Sports Overnight America starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. I break down all the action. You get opinions, analysis, and passion like you've never heard before for the greatest sport in the world, soccer. Hey, I don't mind if you listen just for the kicks. Euro 24 Copa right here on Sports Byline and worldwide on American Forces Radio Network.
Hi, Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. Welcome aboard. Heard on great radio stations in Youngstown, Ohio, Marshalltown, Iowa, around the globe on American Forces Radio. Back to the terrestrial affiliations, WGCH in Greenwich, Connecticut, and the Gold Coast of Connecticut into White Plains, New York, Harrison, New York, that whole area. So welcome to those folks listening. Just a programming note, couple of them. First of all, what are you doing with your retirement? Well, Carson Wealth and Jason Jewell will help you. Be listening for Jason Jewell tomorrow. And again, later on in the week here as part of Sports Overnight America, Jason Jewell from Carson Wealth here on Sports Overnight America. So there you go. Brock Hines also has Sports at 60. When you want to hear what's going on, you want to hear opinion, turn to people like Brock Hines. Sports in 60 presented by American Premium Vodka. All right, without further ado, let's get him in here. 24 hours ago, we are bracing for the Copa Final in Miami. We show up at the stadium and we showed up separately. And like when you told me about Trump on Saturday, I thought, you know, this is a weird joke. You probably thought I was joking when I told you. When you and Tucker Burned arrived at Hard Rock Stadium last night, it was under complete lockdown, Tyler. Is that not true? And tell me your reaction when you guys got there.
I mean, it was the craziest thing that I have ever witnessed in attending a sporting event in my entire life. And from the consensus of what I've heard from family, friends who are from Argentina, and, you know, I've been to the River Plate and Boca games, which is, you know, one of the craziest rivalries there is, that it's something that they've never seen either, and which was complete mayhem. And you're right, when you made that call to me, I was expecting, hey, you know, I just got in, you know, where are you guys at? I'm going to meet you at the seats. But instead it was the stadium is under complete lockdown, and I was like, what the hell? And it started to make sense because as we started approaching the stadium, like I'm thinking to myself, like, there are a lot of people out here, and, you know, like, these lines are insane. And little did I know, they were not lines. It was just groups of people trying to force their way through the doors.
Crazy.
I put some videos of this on my Instagram story at It's Ty Levine. And I've been tweeting a lot of the videos as well, and I'm going to put together a thread of the videos from, you know, the game last night. Same thing at It's Ty Levine on Twitter. These videos are insane. I mean, I watched a probably six-month-old baby be passed over a line of armed police officers to someone on the other end of the entrance of Club 72, which, for those who don't know, and if you look online, you know, the escalator that was destroyed was the entrance that I was trying to go through. And it was an absolute madhouse. I mean, I think they cited 7,000 people entered without a ticket. There's videos of people trying to go through the ventilation systems at the stadium. I mean, I personally went to show the security guard my ticket to get in, and he looked at me and said, just go in, dude, just go in. Like, he couldn't even fathom that I was even attempting to show him a ticket. And they inevitably shut the whole place down. I mean, there are people that spent thousands of dollars on tickets that didn't get to see the game. People in the stadium couldn't even sit in their seats or were showing up to their seats to find people already in them, security telling them there's nothing that they can do about it. The place is completely overcrowded. Quite frankly, I'm absolutely shocked that we didn't hear any reports of, like, a person or two dying, because it was an actual war zone. And, man, did I pick the wrong day to wear a suit, because I walked in there absolutely drenched in sweat and felt like I just went to battle myself.
Yeah, I apologize for that, too. I told you to dress up, and then I show up in jeans and a polo shirt. You probably thought, hey, cruel joke. Tyler, well put, too. It was crazy, and it's a wonder someone didn't get killed. I went in the suite club section entrance. I don't know. I looked at my ticket, and you're right. The escalators weren't working. I've got video where they stormed the door, trampling people, punches thrown. One officer, as I was in the men's room, told me one officer got hit in the head with a brick or a rock. I mean, it's just crazy. And what I wrote on my blog today was, and I just want to spend a second on this, why are soccer, football, why are they doing this? Why are they doing it? They have a reputation for being hoodlums, and they perpetuated that last night globally, because this was global. I mean, talk sport, that's what they led with this morning. Not Wimbledon, not who won, but violence in Miami. It's crazy. Let me hear.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And unfortunately, what a lot of reports are coming out, and honestly what I had saw as well being on the scenes, is that, you know, it was one half of the fan base, and it was the Colombian fan base. And ultimately, you know, I'll never tell fans to stop being incredibly passionate. And I think that what this comes down to is a complete lack of execution on the security front by, you know, the people who put this event together. CONMEBOL, I believe is how you pronounce it. It's the South American Federation that put this whole tournament together. You know, CONCACAF was actually the co-organizer of the event. It was supposed to be hosted in South America. They weren't able to do so. We stepped up and said we would help out with it. And ultimately, you know, reports are that security was, you know, up to the discretion of CONMEBOL, and it was, you know, their job to put this all together, and CONCACAF didn't really have much to do with the actual event last night. But, like, for me, man, we're hosting a World Cup in 2026, and this is on U.S. soil. I don't care who's in charge. I don't care who's making the decision. I don't care who's writing the check to security. You know, there are fans on the ground in Miami. There needed to be a much stronger police presence. There needed to be more organization. Outside of the incident, you know, for Euro 2021 with the final there, where, you know, similar things unfolded, unfortunately, you know, we have big events that happen here stateside all the time, at the Super Bowl, NBA Finals, NHL Finals, and, you know, it was an embarrassment for those who put this event on, and honestly, what wraps up a pretty embarrassing Copa in general, with, you know, players fighting fans in the stands. We have this happening. The pitches were, you know, in terrible condition. Yeah, it was just all around a you know, a complete failure. And, you know, I don't want to say that we're not ready to host the World Cup in 2026, but I hope this was a wake up call that people are passionate about this sport, way more passionate than they are about any other sport. And, you know, it might be tough to hear and a hard pill to swallow for us American sport fans, but it's just the reality and the facts. This is life or death for some of these people. And, you know, we need to be a lot more prepared come World Cup 2026 to make sure something like this doesn't happen again, because it could have been a lot worse, and thankfully it wasn't.
All right, indeed. All right, we only have 2 minutes here, so give me a quick take to set up the whole weekend. We had the Copa Final. We had the Euro Final. The Euro Final was just incredible. Just give me, like, 90 seconds to set these two up. Then when we come back, we're going to break them down, and then later on we'll go in. And we got the All-Star Game. We got some other stuff going on in sports we can't ignore. But wrapping this up and putting a bow on it makes sense. So give me quick hits for about 90 seconds, and then we'll get to break, and then we'll break them down. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, coming out of the break, we'll definitely give some actual in-game analysis now that we got the other stuff out of the way for the Copa Final. I mean, it was just an unbelievable environment, unbelievable game. Super excited to talk about it. Certainly want to go through Euro 2024 final as well, and what for me was a complete breakdown of tactics on England's behalf. And I certainly want to break that down and give all the credit due to Spain as well. And looking ahead to other stuff going on in the sports world, Scottish Open, McIntyre takes it home. And a further look ahead at what we're going to be getting into in the coming months.
And we got the Open Championship, too, that's going to start on Thursday. I mean, it's just so much going on. So, great job out of you. All right, you sit tight there, Tyler. And keep in mind, I do want to promote this. All these programming additions that you see coming to the fore here on Sports Overnight America and across the Sports Byline broadcast platform. I told you Brock Hines, Sports and 60, other contributors to that platform. Obviously, First Touch, the soccer program Saturday nights, but Tyler's going to continue to contribute and basically break off and have his own show and his own footprint on this network, and very, very exciting. And again, we're going to venture into some other lifestyle stuff. I'm very excited about Jason Jewell, Carson Wealth, because, yeah, I don't care how young you are, how old you are, what are you doing with your money? How are you investing it? What are you doing? Are you preparing properly? You know, a lot of times this is brain damage for people, but it's something that you not only got to think about, because whatever you think about, you bring about, and you want to bring about some good ideas. And I'm telling you, I highly, just based on what I've been told and met him on two occasions, Jason Jewell is a really, really sharp guy. And he's into sports. He's one of us, so it'll be great. All right, I'm Marty Terrell. We're also presented by Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Byrne, American Premium Vodka. I want to thank Tucker Byrne and Blake Byrne, the Byrne boys, for contributing to the weekend. We got a lot done, and we'll continue on. It's Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. It's a Monday into a Tuesday. And we'll start with Copa, and then we'll segue right over to Euro 2024. And there's nothing like being on a Des Moines to Detroit, Detroit to Miami plane, and being treated to Spain and English soccer fans on the same flight. It was awesome. It was awesome. All of a sudden, it reminded me of, you know, being on planes during Final Fours and World Series and never a Super Bowl, but there's nothing like soccer fans. The whole main cabin went nuts one way or the other. When England tied it, they went crazy. And then when Spain got the ultimate game winner, I want to say in the 86th minute, it was crazy. I'm Marty Terrell. He's Tyler Levine. But we'll start with Copa. And I don't think it's unfair to start with Lionel Messi. Those weren't, even though we were in Florida, those weren't alligator or crocodile tears. When he went out with his second injury, that was tough to watch. It really, really, truly was. And the camera from Fox really zeroed in on him. And he was as distraught as I've ever seen. Let's start right there with Messi, the win by Argentina, and break it down. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was super tough to see. And, I mean, he loves playing for Argentina more than anything. It's something that he takes an immense amount of pride in. And to, you know, go out of a game like this, it's reminiscent of Ronaldo in 2016. At the Euro Championship, where Portugal ended up beating France. It's honestly a very similar situation with Eder winning it for Ronaldo and helping him capture the trophy. And what we saw last night in Lautaro Martinez scoring the game-winning goal and helping Argentina win what's now their third major tournament in a row that they've won, winning the Copa 2021, World Cup 2022, and now again Copa 2024, which is a super impressive run and really rivals the Spain run between 2008 and 2012. But focusing back in on the game, I mean, it was interesting because, you know, it was, I think that if I watched it on TV, I might have said that it was, you know, not the most entertaining of games. But being there, just in the atmosphere, in the crowd, watching it, I found it, you know, amazing. It was an amazing environment. The fans were absolutely nuts, obviously, as we saw, you know, how they got into the game. There's no way they were going to show up and be flat after that, that's for sure. But it was a good game. I mean, Emi Martinez, well, you can't say enough about the guy. He was fantastic again.
Incredible.
Lisandro Martinez, for me, really saved the game in extra time with an absolutely amazing sliding tackle to block a shot, which ultimately happened just a couple minutes before Argentina went on to win it. And who knows, you know, that goes in, and we're, you know, obviously either going to penalty kicks or, you know, Colombia are going to end up taking it home. But it was a fantastic game. There was a lot of good back and forth. You know, I said it was going to be a war. I thought the ref was very, very loose with how he was calling the game. There were a lot of, you know, what I thought were fouls that were not called. They were really going at it. And it was just super tough for Messi. I mean, his ankle was swollen like I've never seen before. On a non-contact injury that happened in the first half, that, you know, he gave it his all in the second half, made it about 15 minutes or so before inevitably going down and bowing out. And, you know, just what an amazing game. I mean, Angel Di Maria, an absolute legend for Argentina, gets the trophy in his last game for his country. The goal was fantastic. Ultimately, it was just a collapse at the back, the center back for Colombia. You know, as soon as he stepped up, it opened up the lane for Lautaro Martinez to slide in behind. I think he should have sat back there a little bit. Ultimately, what people won't talk about is the slide tackle right before Argentina won possession back, where Colombia could have been on the break. But due to an excellent slide tackle, Argentina retained possession. Two passes get played. He's in behind. Good finish. The crowd goes absolutely insane. Argentina take it home. It's Colombia's first loss in 28 matches. James Rodriguez wins player of the tournament, deservingly so. Lautaro Martinez wins the Golden Boot with 5 goals. Ultimately, his 5th is the most important one, winning the trophy. And it was a great night. It was outside of, you know, what happened earlier in the game. It was just so cool to see Argentina win the trophy and to see these teams go at it the way they did. I want to give a shout-out to Richard Rios as well. Was playing defensive midfield, I believe, for Colombia. And, man, this kid is a stud. He's a true street baller. I would be absolutely shocked if he didn't have a big money move overseas and into you know, one of Europe's top sides for this upcoming season. And it was just, you know, it was a really good night.
Yeah, it really was. And I will second that with him. But the athleticism blew me away. It blew me away. Hey, one quick thing before we switch over to Euro. Do you think the irony was lost on the Copa officials that they did not have overtime, the 250-minute halves, until the final, and ultimately the final kind of adjudicated the whole platform? Settle games in overtime, would you please? Don't go straight to kicks. I love that. I love the fact that the ultimate spotlight game threw that right back in their face. Give me a quick hit on that.
Yeah, I mean, all that it told me and showed me was that we were right. I mean, what the hell are
right,
we doing
not exactly
doing these other games? Like, what is the sense of, oh, yeah, in the final we're going to do it how it's supposed to be done, but for these other games, it's not like there's, you know, it's like the Euro where there's, you know, more rounds. Like, they went, you know, there was 2 knockout stage games before the final. Like, just let them go to extra time if they're going to go to extra time. But it's again, like, I just think that this whole Copa was ultimately, from, you know, an organizational standpoint, a failure. I think that they didn't do a lot right. I think the fields were in terrible condition. I think security was pathetic. And ultimately, it's just, it's sad that there's so many talking points that are related to things or that are unrelated to things that actually are happening on the pitch. And, you know, here we are. I mean, you know, sure, it's great that we have, you know, stuff to talk about when we're having our conversations, but, you know, I'd so much rather be focusing on, you know, what actually happened in the game. But, you know, actually, a very interesting statistic that I wanted to mention. Argentina did not give up a single goal with Lisandro Martinez starting at center back, which I just want to give him his flowers. I mean, this guy's an absolute stud now, an FA Cup champion, finishing the season last year at Manchester United, and, you know, a Copa champion as well with Argentina. He's a young stud starting center back for Manchester United. Should have a great year. Christian Romero, well, you can't say enough about that guy as well. Argentina played very well. Enzo had a good game. I'll tell you, though, I really thought in the beginning that Colombia was going to do it to them, because there were a lot of Colombian fans. I mean, the video I have that I'm going to post on Twitter after we get off, at It's Ty Levine on Twitter, for those who want to check it out, of the Colombian national anthem. I mean, I had chills down my spine.
Something
the place
else.
Was absolutely
wow.
Bumping. It was crazy.
Yeah. Tyler, you captured the essence of that, and I'm so glad you did. I had goosebumps, too. I just sat there. I don't know. The passion, and again, we'll save Euro here for a moment. I guess I just, without the negativity of the crowd and their behavior, their overall passion, I mean, it's like so polarizing, because I look at these fans, and I'm just so amazed at the level. They know the cheers. They know the chants. They know the anthem. They know the players. I had a gal sitting next to me from Argentina who gave me more information, and the gal and the Jose and Maria to my right from Mexico were there, and they've been to Copas. They've been to World Cups. I sat between I sat between these encyclopedias of knowledge. So I want to focus on the high-end knowledge and the passion of soccer fans. I wish they could just grasp and hold on to that, because it blows me away. We only got a few minutes, but the fandom that we saw between Argentina and Colombia is like a match within itself. It's incredible. Go ahead, speak to it.
Yeah, I mean, I was speaking with Tucker Byrne about this, because this was his first ever time attending a live professional soccer event, and what a game to go to, obviously. And I was just telling him, I said, isn't this crazy, you know, that for 2 hours straight, people are standing up, jumping up and down, flailing their arms around, and chanting nonstop the whole entire game. And I referenced to him, I said, imagine just going to Yankee Stadium to watch Yankees versus Red Sox. And for the entirety of the game, the entire stadium is standing, jumping up and down, and chanting songs that they all know every word to. I mean, it's something that you just don't see in other sports for whatever reason.
No.
It's the world's game, and I've said this time and time again, it's life or life and death for these people. It's all they care about. It's all they follow. They have an immense amount of pride in their teams, whether at the club or national team level. And it's just so beautiful, man. I mean, when I walked into that stadium, the video that I took, I was just in awe of what we were seeing. And it almost made me forget about the hell that we went through to get into the stadium and how terrible that was. Because it's such a beautiful sight to see. Because once they get in there, it's like everyone's, at peace. And it's like they're at home, almost, watching their team play. And it's just so beautiful. It's really tough to put words to.
Yeah, and I will say this just for all the detractors out there that say, and it's usually Americans who say, I can't watch it, it's boring, there's not enough scoring. I was in that club, the Fellowship of the Miserable. There was nothing you were going to do to convince me. No, please. Soccer players were the ones that couldn't make the football team, and I couldn't have been more wrong. And here's why. Because what I learned, and this has happened a long time, 20 years ago I saw a game in Spain and I saw one in England, but not Premier League. But what I did see last night was the whole reason that it's not just about what's in front of you. It's the ancillary stuff, both good and bad, but you have to experience it. So, contempt before judgment and experience is ignorance in my part. And I will say I was outwardly ignorant and disrespectful to soccer. Now I get it. I mean, it was just despite all the bad stuff and the chicanery, which got so much publicity, albeit negative. Holy smokes, there was a good side to it, and it blew me away. And the sheer emotion of Lionel Messi, that tugged at my heartstrings. That man was distraught, and that was not a put-on. All right, we're coming back. We'll go to Euro 2024. We got to bring some things stateside. Baseball at the midway point, contenders and pretenders. We'll do that as well. Tyler Levine in for the ride. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming right back.
Guess what, people? Wendy's has new saucy nugs. You heard me. Wendy's nugs now come in 7 saucy flavors. Buffalo, honey barbecue, garlic parm, spicy ghost pepper. You can literally hear your taste buds after every bite. I'm serious. Listen to mine. Okay, that's just me playing with sound effects, but you got the idea. For a whole new way to nug, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now, you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Are you one of millions of Americans who are struggling and even in some cases suffering from peripheral neuropathy, painful, numbness, loss of balance, irritating, and sometimes debilitating? Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Byline Broadcast, and I want to introduce you to Christy Steiger and Andrew Steiger of Innovative Wellness Center of Iowa. I tried so many ways, painkillers, ibuprofen, gabapentin, so many different ways. All it did was treat the symptoms. It did nothing that even remotely attempted to reverse the effects of peripheral neuropathy. Chiropractors, countless doctor's appointments, all to no avail. Until I found Innovative Wellness and pain-free, absolutely painless shockwave therapy. Call today. Get online today. InnovativeWellness.center of Iowa.
Hi, this is Blake Byrne. Each Saturday night, we're talking health and fitness right here on Sports Byline USA. You can hear my podcast on the iHeartRadio as well. Hit me up on Instagram at Byrne.Blake and Twitter.
Health and fitness with Blake Byrne each Saturday night during Sports Weekend right here on Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and the American Forces Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell, Tyler Levine along the way. Our producer is Dominic Jimenez, our San Francisco Broadway studios, as we talk the world of sports. All-Star break. We'll do contenders and pretenders coming up here in a moment, but we want to give a fair amount of coverage and breakdown to Euro 2024, England and Spain. And let's go to our man, Tyler. For a while there, when England knotted it up at 1-1, I thought, man, they might just pull this off. And that 58-year skein of, I don't want to call it ineptitude, but just a very tough, half a century plus 8 years, but the beat goes on. Let's hear. Euro final, Spain 2-1 over England.
Yeah, I mean, I felt the exact same way when Cole Palmer scored the equalizer. I felt that, okay, this is it. They made their substitutions. They got fresh legs in the game, and even for 5 minutes after they scored, it felt like they might actually pull this off. And then for whatever reason, they sit back and sit in, and they get smoked. And ultimately, the momentum that they had was put to waste when Cucurella, put that ball into the box, and Orzabal puts it in the 86th minute. I thought this was a great game. I thought that, my concerns for England sitting in and absorbing all the pressure were valid because ultimately it was their demise. Kyle Walker had an absolutely terrible game for me. Both those goals are on him. Absolutely nowhere to be found on the first Nico Williams goal, assisted by Lamine Yamal, our 17-year-old friend, which is just still, again, absolutely nuts. He finishes with the most assists at the Euros and young player of the tournament. Kyle Walker nowhere to be found. It's just so tough for me to understand, what was going on here with the coaching, the lack of substitutions, the starting of players who just were not doing anything all tournament long. It was almost as if Southgate, was scared to not start the big names. And look, I get it. It's tough to leave a name like Harry Kane off the team sheet or Phil Foden off the team sheet. But what did they contribute? And what did they do? I mean, Harry Kane was abysmal, nowhere to be found, didn't really do anything all tournament. Phil Foden, zero goals, zero assists, 7 games played, all tournament. And then you have guys like Cole Palmer who are coming into the game every single time he's coming in and either assisting or scoring. It was tough to see. I don't understand with a roster like England have, why they're so content just sitting back. Rodri came out of the game at halftime. I'm thinking, okay, this is a game-changing moment. Obviously, he's the unstoppable force who's won 8 trophies in the last 2 years and lost 4 games, which is just an absolutely maddening statistic. It's just disappointing for me from England's perspective. And I will say, to be fair, I do think the better team won here. I said it earlier on in the tournament. I thought Spain or Germany, the winner of that game was going to go on and win this thing. That came true. I said after the first game of watching Spain play that I think that they're a team that can go on and win this whole thing, as long as they were able to, keep their, defensive woes in check. They only gave up 4 goals in the tournament and scored 15. And when you play like that, it's pretty tough not to win at all. And I'm not going to take any credit away from them. They were fantastic. Their midfield was absolutely unbelievable. Cucurella out of nowhere. The guy had an absolutely terrible season at Chelsea. Everyone was questioning why they brought him in. And, here he is, I think, for me, certainly, the best left back that we saw play in the tournament. Spain silenced any critics that there were. And coming into the tournament, no one is really talking about Spain, to be fair. It was England, it was Germany, it was France, it was Portugal. And here they are now with their fourth Euro. And, you know, they seem to be back. And, you know, after their amazing run in 2008 to 2012, you know, it went quiet for quite a while. And, you know, here we are. And they win without Pedri as well, went out injured, I believe, in the quarterfinal. So, wow, what a game.
Yeah, it was excellent, no question. Again, First Touch will be the soccer show. We'll promote it later on because I'm going to have you on during the week, and we'll promote it for what's going to be in store on Saturday nights and a replay on Sunday. But let's go elsewhere, and let's stay over in the UK because the Open Championship will tee off on Thursday. Royal Troon Golf Club in Great Britain, the old course. I love it because you've got one par three that's like 123 yards. The rest, I'm pretty sure, over 200 yards. Weather is always a factor here. McIntyre at the Genesis Scottish Open wins it. What a great tune-up. I mean, no offense to the John Deere in the Quad Cities here in the Midwest feeding into the British Open, but let's be serious. I mean, the Genesis Scottish Open serves as almost a major leading into a major, and you identified that during the week, and McIntyre was just sensational, and that leaderboard was so volatile from Thursday right through Sunday's final round. But here we go with the Open Championship. Brian Harman, the defending champion, Tyler, and what I find interesting here is all eyes are on Rory. I mean, Hovland's a great player for maybe a horse for the course. We got some, you know, Scheffler. You know, we could go on and on and on. You know, you name it, Koepka. I mean, just take elite players. And this is, it's a major, and they show up. But all eyes on McIlroy. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And so it's going to be fascinating to see how he responds. Let's hear. Open Championship starting Thursday. And what, by the way, I love, getting up in the morning and having meaningful golf at 6:30 while you're brushing your teeth. There's nothing better, in my opinion. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the best. There's nothing. We've been so blessed this summer, man, with sports all day, during the day. It's just unbelievable, and it's so nice because this is just normally, you know, the dry season where we're, you know, kicking the can around wondering what to do. But I completely agree. All the pressure's on Rory. All the eyes are on Rory. He played well this week. You know, there's a chance that he could have made a run and, you know, finished first in this thing for back-to-back years. McIntyre ends up winning it. That's the first Scott to win the Scottish Open in 25 years, which is really cool. I believe he was the runner-up last year to Rory when Rory had that miraculous comeback and that insane 2-iron on the 18th hole and finished off the birdie to win it. So a really cool moment for him to actually get it done. You know, this kid, Ludvig Åberg, is an absolute stud. He seems like he's always at the top or in that top five area until the final day, and he doesn't seem to be able to capitalize, but he's still super young. I expect him to play well at the Open. I expect Rory to play well. I think Scotty is pretty much a lock for a top 10 just due to the nature of these shots that he's able to hit and the different trajectories that he's able to do. And that's especially important when you factor in the weather in these Open Championships, usually wind, rain, and you need to be able to get creative with the shots that you're hitting. So, you know, I look for guys like that. Morikawa has won an Open and seems to really understand how to play this link style of golf. Koepka's a major machine, so we'll see, you know, what he brings to the table. And obviously, our U.S. Open champion in Bryson DeChambeau. I mean, the guy's an absolute stud. I'm pretty certain that he'll be competing and, you know, be locked in and ready to go come time to tee off. And I'm super excited. The Open's one of my favorite ones to watch. It's something I look forward to every single year. And I just, you know, what I love about it most, I think, is outside of obviously the golf, is just what you've mentioned, the fact that we get to wake up and it's on TV first thing in the morning. Sensational.
Yeah, it is, and the weather is always a factor. All right, we're going to play a little trivia now. This is not conventional trivia. I'm going to start throwing out some facts and some statistics about a golfer, and you'll stop me when you identify who this golfer is. And then you'll see why I did this. Are you ready to go?
Yep.
All right. February 15th through the 18th at the Genesis, this player shot 72. Ooh, and then he shot 24. He withdrew. He later played and finished 60th at the Masters and accrued a paycheck of $44,400 with rounds of 73, 72, 82-77 for an unconscionable 304 plus 16. That was at Augusta. Do you know who I'm talking about? At the PGA, he was plus 7 and missed the cut.
Unfortunately, I do know. Unfortunately, I believe it's Mr. Eldrick, Tiger Woods.
It is Tiger Woods. Good job. The reason why I bring it up, he was so, for so many years, and I'm still hanging on to the glory of 2019 and winning the Masters. Can we ever see him contend for a major again, or has that ship clearly sailed, in your opinion?
Listen, I have a good friend of mine, Clay Tuck, that I'll never forget. The Saturday before that Masters win in 2019, he looked me in the face in Paddy's Pub in Springfield, Massachusetts, and said, Tiger Woods will never win another major again. And I said, dude, he's three back, and we're going into Sunday. And you're saying that? That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. And he ended up winning the next day, and to this day, I still bust him about it, saying it's the worst sports take of all time. So I'll never get myself involved in those antics. Till the day I die, I don't care if Tiger Woods is 90 years old, I'll say that he can win. Do I think he will? Probably not. I just think that the health issues are you know, of concern. But listen, if he's feeling good, and you know he's just hitting his shots, you know, the driver really doesn't seem to be too much of an issue for him. It's this distance control of his irons and getting his irons dialed in, which is so ironic because that was, you know, he's, you know, one of the best, if not the best, iron player of all time. And then the putter as well is something just to keep an eye on, especially at a, you know, at an Open Championship where your short game is ultimately what's going to make or break you. But Tiger's one of those guys, if there's a major that he's going to win in today's day and age, outside of Augusta, obviously, just because he knows it like the back of his hand, I think it, you know, it would be an Open just because he's so creative, and just has a mind to hit these shots that, you know, no one else, you know, almost shots that he's invented, it seems like. And, you know, as long as he's feeling healthy, I think weather will be a huge part of it. If it's, you know, cold and chilly and he has those morning tea times, it's going to be difficult for him to get right. But listen, he's a, you know, a top class professional. You know, he prepares second to none. He'll be in the gym at 3 a.m. getting ready for his 9 a.m. tee times, if those are the tee times he has. And, you know, I always love watching him play, especially when he starts off well early. You know, it's so funny. You know, he'll birdie one of the first couple holes, and you're like, is he going to do it? But the real test is Saturday and Sunday. You know what I mean? Yeah. Because, you know, that's really where, you know, fatigue kicks in. You know, the pressure, I don't believe, is something that really affects him at all because of, you know, what he's done in his career. So that's something that I think is, you know, almost irrelevant in the equation of can he win or not. It really comes down to, like, how is he feeling that particular week and what's his preparation been leading up to this. But it's Tiger Woods, man. He's the best ever, undoubtedly, unquestionably. So, you know, I expect him to be ready, and if he's feeling good, there's no reason why he couldn't take one home.
All right, real quick, we're going to do this real quick in a minute. I'm going to name a team. You say contender, pretender, and give me one literal one- or two-word comment. Contender or pretender? New York Yankees.
Pretender. Pathetic.
Wow. Boston Red Sox.
Pretender. I don't think they're there yet. Too much of a mess in the front office.
All right, let's go to the defending world champion Texas Rangers. Are they done hosting the All-Star break? Are they done? Contender, pretender, Texas?
I'm going to say pretender only because it's just so tough to win back-to-back. And I just don't think they'll do it this year.
San Diego Padres. One minute you think they're great, the next minute not so much. Contender, pretender?
Pretender. Too hot and cold.
All right, let's take the contender pretender to another level. Pursuant to winning the whole thing, are the Dodgers a contender or a pretender? 10 seconds.
Contender, 100%. I think the Dodgers do it all this year.
What about the Baltimore Orioles? Contender, pretender to make the World Series?
Contender. I like the Orioles. Very strong squad.
Well, not only do we like the Orioles, we love you, Tyler Levine. Great job out of you. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk to you later on in the week. We're coming back here. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Yeah, we'll admit it. We'll do a little all-star game, home run derby festivities. I always complain about it, but you know what? It's something. It's a slice of Americana, okay? So Alonso will get up there, hit some bombs, and then, you know, Bomb will hit some bombs, the kid from Philly. And at the end of the day, I'm hoping Ramirez for Cleveland wins it. I love that guy. He is, to me, pound for pound, one of the toughest players. Steven Kwan's another one. That guy is like an impossible. He reminds me of Ichiro. You can't get him out. Every time I turn around and I watch a Guardians game, it's Kwan and Ramirez and Fry and Freeman and Nailers. That Guardian team is salty. And I tell you, if they can shore up, the bullpen's good too. I mean, the back end of the bullpen's good. Setup guys are a little shaky sometimes. I tell you right now, that Guardian team, that's a team I can root for. And I say this because, you know, you're going to hear Jeff and Jen tonight, the Riches. And what a show, what a couple of shows they had last week, hearing about their Toronto, St. Louis, and Baltimore travelogue. Oh, is it priceless? That is acquired taste radio, and I love them. I stay up late. I'm sleep deprived on Monday and Tuesdays because I listen to the Riches right here on Sports Overnight America with Daniel Ogden. All right, so yeah, All-Star Break activities, British Open, the Open Championship. They don't like it when you call it the British Open. It's the Open Championship. And I love it. You know, Wimbledon last week, Euro, Copa, and now more stuff across the pond. I can't get enough of it. I love the time difference. There's 5 hours ahead of us here. There's 5 on the East Coast, 6 in the Midwest. I love it. Absolutely love it. All right. Great job out of the whole crew. Thank you, Dominic Jimenez. Thanks to Tyler Levine. I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy your evening. Stand by. You'll get Sports in 60 coming up. You'll get the, I like to call them the interns. And also you will hear Jeff and Jen here on Sports Overnight. Adios.